This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Astaghfirullah.
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 Astaghfirullah alladhi.
Astaghfirullah alladhi.
La ilaha illa huwa.
La ilaha illa huwa.
Al-hayyul qayyum.
Al-hayyul qayyum.
Wa atubu ilayh.
Wa atubu ilayh.
Allahumma.
Allahumma.
Antas salam.
Antas salam.
Wa minka salam.
Wa minka salam.
Tabarakta.
Tabarakta.
Wa ta'alayta.
Wa ta'alayta.
Ya dhal jalali.
Ya dhal jalali.
Wal ikram.
Wal ikram.
ربنا
ربنا
تقبل منا
تقبل منا
إنك
إنك
أنت السميع العليم
أنت السميع العليم
وتب علينا
وتب علينا
يا مولانا
يا مولانا
إنك
إنك
أنت التواب الرحيم
أنت التواب الرحيم
وصلى الله تعالى
وصلى الله تعالى
على خير خلقه
على خير خلقه
محمد
محمد
وعلى آله
وعلى آله
وصحبه
وصحبه
أجمعين
أجمعين
برحمتك
برحمتك
يا أرحم
يا أرحم
الراحمين
الراحمين
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قل
هو الله أحد
الله الصمد
لم يلد ولم يولد
ولم يكن له كفوا أحد
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يهوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم سبحان الله سبحان الله So, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We spoke about astaghfirullah. We spoke about alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. We spoke about Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. Today we should talk about tabarakta wa ta'alayta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. So, a good way to think about this is that when you have to understand really the most important thing, the difference between your relationship with everybody else and your relationship with Allah. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing can be compared to Allah. And actually, in that way, when you understand that every other relationship you have has something that's similar to what you have with Allah, but what you have with Allah is perfect. What you have with everybody else is not perfect. Like, for example, Allah loves us, but mm-hmm. our parents love us too.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Allah sees us, but I see you too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So
mm-hmm.
there are some things it sounds like we have in common with mm-hmm. stuff we have with each other and that Allah has with us.
Yeah.
But there are big differences. There are mm-hmm. big, big differences. So I'll mm-hmm. highlight one of those differences to you today. When you disappoint somebody,
mm-hmm.
and even if you apologize to them,
yeah.
they feel the need sometimes to make you feel bad.
Yeah.
To make you feel bad. Not mm-hmm. to make you feel at peace. Yeah. Almost like saying, you made me feel bad, now it's my turn to make
you feel
bad.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know what I felt like.
Yeah.
Right? So even if it's not revenge,
mm-hmm.
at the very least you want to make them feel like they need to be put on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. When we say Astaghfirullah, we're mm-hmm. of course turning to Allah and saying we messed up.
Yeah.
And we're asking mm-hmm. you to forgive us. Cover it up.
Yeah.
But Allah, in response, not only are we recognizing that after He forgives us and He covers up for us, it's not like He doesn't want us to feel any better.
Mm-hmm.
Because right after that, we turn to the same Allah and we say, you're the peace, you're the source of peace. You're the only one that can give me peace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now, not only do we turn to Allah because we messed up with Him,
mm-hmm.
we turn to Allah to make us feel better too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can't do that with a person.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go to the same person that you disappointed
mm-hmm.
and then go to them also for making you feel better.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, they'll say, now it's your turn to make me feel better. Mm-hmm. It'll be the other way around.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you made mom upset,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to go to mom and say, hey, mom, come on. You're making me sad. No, you made mom sad.
Yeah.
So you're going to give mom a hug and make mom feel better.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are, we disappoint Allah and we turn to Allah and say, ya Allah, you're the only one who can give me peace.
Mm-hmm.
But on top of that, not only does Allah give us
mm-hmm.
that peace,
yeah.
He gives us way more than just peace.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's where the word tabarakta comes from.
Yeah.
Tabarakta comes from the word baraka.
Mm-hmm.
Baraka in Arabic means, it comes from birka. Birka means old times, sometimes they had really stubborn camels.
Oh, okay.
Because the camels were like their ride, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes a camel would just sit in the ground, and they're heavy animals, right? You can't even pick it up.
Yeah.
So once it decides to sit down and stuff itself into the sand, it keeps kind of sinking into the sand.
Mm.
And it won't budge no matter what you do.
Yeah.
So this is actually the sitting of the camel when it kind of just gets
mm-hmm.
sunk into the sand and it won't move.
Yeah.
That's called birka.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And from it we get the word baraka. Baraka also means increase.
Mm. Okay.
So what Allah is saying, when we say tabarakta to Him, they translate that as how blessed you are.
Mm.
But what it means is how full of barakah you are.
Oh, okay.
And what that means is when something stays and it doesn't budge,
mm-hmm.
then it becomes, it's one of the meanings of, like, you know, so we say Eid Mubarak,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Or something good is Mubarak,
yeah.
or we're asking Allah for barakah.
Mm-hmm.
When Allah gives you something good and mm-hmm. it stays,
yeah.
when He gives you something good and it stays, like you could have something good and it doesn't stay,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You could have a cake and it's not going to stay.
Yeah.
You could build an amazing Legos tower.
Yeah.
And it won't stay.
Mm-hmm.
You could buy an amazing car and it won't stay as good.
Yeah.
So there's stuff you can have good that mm-hmm. doesn't stay.
Yeah.
What we're asking Allah is, not only are you the source of peace,
mm-hmm.
you're the only one that gives things that can stay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, we can't have anything that can stay ever.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it goes away, it can come back and come back again and come back again. And
mm-hmm.
increase means not only does it come back, it comes mm-hmm. back more than the last time.
Yeah.
That's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You're someone who has the ability to give good things that stay.
Mm-hmm.
And not only do they stay, every time you give them back, they're more than the last time.
Yeah.
This is your power. You're the only one who has the power to put barakah in everything that you do
mm-hmm.
for us.
Yeah.
Meaning increase and staying.
Yeah.
Now this is really, again, to think about the comparison. If somebody helps you,
yeah.
and they go out of their way to help you,
mm-hmm.
then the next day you ask them for help again.
Yeah.
Then they go out of their way to help you again.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next day they ask you for help again.
Mm-hmm.
And they help you again. The third time, are they a little tired now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, come on, bro. Somebody asked you to borrow some money.
Mm-hmm.
Then they ask you the next day to borrow money. Then they ask you the next day to borrow money. Then the next day to borrow money. Eventually, what are you going to say?
No.
Can I have a 20 again? No, I don't think I have a 20. Can you take a 10? Okay, 10. The next day, can I have a 20 again? No, I don't have a 10. No, I don't even have a 10, bro. Just enough.
Yeah.
So when you turn back to somebody, instead of giving you more and more and more,
mm-hmm.
they start running out of juice.
Yeah.
And now they're able to give you less and less and less until they're not able to give you at all.
Yeah.
And in fact, even the things they gave you before, they start feeling bad. You remember all that time I helped you? It doesn't count for nothing?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Tabarakta mm-hmm. also means Allah doesn't just keep giving. We keep asking, He keeps giving. We keep asking, He keeps giving.
Yeah.
We keep messing up and asking forgiveness, He keeps forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps giving peace. But He doesn't give less peace the next time. Mm-hmm. He gives what?
More.
More the next mm-hmm. time. This is tabarakta. We acknowledge that about Allah, how Allah can never be compared to any creation
mm-hmm.
and what anybody does for us and what Allah does for us. But when Allah does so much for us, this is the last part, when Allah does so much for us,
mm-hmm.
then we start thinking like, man, Allah is, I'm so good with Allah, like He does a lot for me. We're like best friends. You know, Wali is one of Allah's names, a friend.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And we start thinking of Allah like we think of a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And the thing with friends is, even when you mess up, you're like, yeah, but He's my best friend.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Or you could talk to best friends in a way that you don't talk about other people.
Yeah.
Best friends can mess around with each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they can cross the line with each other. Anybody is, how could you say that? No, we're friends. We're good like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when Allah does so much for you, some part of you might start thinking, mm-hmm. now I can be with Allah like I am with
mm-hmm.
someone who's my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Look at everything He does for me. He must love me a lot, so I can just kind of loosen up a little bit.
Yeah.
So after the barakta, we have wa ta'alayta,
yadul
jilali wal ikram, which is, and how high you are.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, no matter how much you do for me,
mm-hmm.
you're not just anybody. You're still the highest of the high. I still have to maintain the respect and the humility and the line that a slave should never cross.
Yeah.
So I recognize that, because there's these two opposite things almost that are both with us and Allah.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what this dua is teaching us. So this is something you really have to remember in life. On the one hand, no one loves me more than Allah does.
Yeah.
No one will give me more than Allah will give me.
Mm-hmm.
No one keeps giving me already. It's not even will give me. No one keeps giving me right now more than Allah gives me.
Yeah.
No one understands me like Allah understands me. No one listens to me like Allah listens to me.
Yeah.
All of those things I just said are about how close I am to Allah.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But no one's more powerful than Allah.
Yeah.
No one is more just than Allah.
Mm-hmm.
No one's scarier than Allah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
No one's mightier than Allah. No one has more authority than Allah.
Yeah.
Now when I say powerful, high, authority, scary,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because scary, why? Because those that disobey Him, they should be scared of Him.
Mm-hmm.
They should be scared of Him,
yeah.
right? And He's a judge. Nobody's a judge like Allah is a judge.
Mm-hmm.
Those things feel like He's way far from us. That doesn't feel like positive feelings. Those feel like scary feelings.
Yeah.
The authority of Allah. And so
mm-hmm.
there's two almost opposite things, and they're both with Allah at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep thinking about how much Allah loves you,
mm-hmm.
then you start you stop thinking about how He is also in authority,
yeah.
and He's also your master,
mm-hmm.
and you're also a slave. You better act like a slave.
Yeah.
So you start losing sight of that, and it messes you up. It messes
mm-hmm.
your relationship with Allah.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, if you think of Allah as too much of an authority, the judge, the one who's scary, the
mm-hmm.
one who created judgment day, the one who's going to question you. Those are all scary things.
Yeah.
When you think about that too much, then you start forgetting about the fact that Allah loves you so much,
mm-hmm.
forgives you so much,
yeah.
gives you peace, gives you all of those things,
mm-hmm.
right? So you have to balance both of those things.
Yeah.
Right? And this beautiful positive dua we have, we said all of those beautiful positive things and we ended, Ya Allah, but still You're the All High. وَتَعَلَيْتَ يَا لِلْجَلَالِ وَالْكَرَمِ. And You're the possessor of all the glory and honor.
Mm-hmm.
I will always honor You.
Yeah.
I will always, you know, understand how glorious You are. I will not think of You or speak of You in a way that's not respectful.
Yeah.
So we balance both of those sides together
mm-hmm.
when we say, Allahumma anta salam, wa minka salam, tabarakta wa ta'alayta ya jalali wal ikram. It's pretty amazing that Allah does that for
mm-hmm.
us, right?
Yeah.
Because for a lot of people, it's one or the other. Some people, when they only think about Allah's authority, eventually they don't want to be Muslim anymore. They're like, He's just going to throw me in hell anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
He's just always angry. Everything I do is haram, right?
Yeah.
So, you know what? Let me just haram then. I'm just a big ball of haram anyway.
Yeah.
You know, nothing I do is good enough for him. That's because they don't look at the other side of who Allah is. That side is true, but the other side is just as true, which is he's loving, caring, forgiving, you know, all of that. And then on the other side, you've got people who say, man, why are you trying to scare me about Allah? You know how loving Allah is? You're just, you don't get it. Allah is, he's the most loving of all. He loves us more than our mothers do. He cares for me more than anybody else. So I don't know what you're trying to tell me about Allah's authority. You're just being too negative. And that becomes a reason to disobey Allah. So one becomes a reason to become distant from Allah. The other becomes a reason to disobey Allah. And this is what Allah does. He says, don't go too far this way. Don't go too far this way. Some scholars would describe this as like two wings of a bird. A bird can't fly without
wings.
Both wings. You just have one wing, it's going to not take off. And the other one, it can't take off. And we need both wings to be able to have a good understanding of who Allah is. Okay, so grab your stuff. Get your minds together. Today's going to be a little bit easier day on exercise. Well, of course, Chris is helping. Alhamdulillah.
And you can tell us about comments, Sekul. From your phone, I guess. Here we go. Well, are you live? Yes, we are.
Hi, Internet.
Hi. Same thing that we've been doing with the rotations. Do your hands on your hips. Rotate neck to the left. Go to the right. All right. We'll do the arms. We'll go forward, small circles. So today will be a little easier of a day, more stretching than anything. We call it recovery day. Arms big circles forward. Then we'll go small circles back. Big circles back. We'll go to the hips, hands on your hips. Go to the left. Do the right foot first. Change directions. Switch feet.
It's like we're in a band, Mustafa.
It is. The other direction. All right. We're going to do walking high knees. Get everything warmed up a little bit. Stretching works better when the body's warmed up. Makes everything a little easier. And relax. All the way out. You guys turn to the side, you can watch me first. We're just gonna go here. Then we'll switch to the other side.
That's hard.
It's usually a little easier when you have something to grab hold of, but.
Right, don't hurt yourself.
Just go nice and slow. It doesn't have to be anything drastic.
Yeah.
And relax. Everybody do both legs?
Or no.
Switch legs.
I'll do the run both.
Thank you. Take a knee. Stretch that quad. And the hip flexors. How does everybody feel today?
Tired.
Average.
Average. Sore.
Sleepy head.
So on the days that you do get worn out, better to get that stretching in than to just call it and not do anything that day. Mm-hmm. Make it a recovery day. And if you go to bed late a lot, it might help to go to sleep a little earlier.
Might be the problem last night.
What time did you go to sleep at?
I don't want to talk about it.
Is it like 2 a.m.?
No.
3 a.m.?
No. Stop. No.
12?
Yes. I said I don't want to talk about it, and you keep talking about it.
That's when I usually go to sleep, bro.
That's not good. At all.
That makes sense.
My sleep starts at
9. Yes.
What
after
do you do till
12
a.m.? Are you studying here?
I was catching up on some...
Log notes.
I was catching up on 3 more lectures. Notes,
oh yeah, I couldn't listen to this.
And then I had to play a couple of rounds of Sekiro to clear my mind.
Okay, that's alright.
And defeat Inner Owl. And the reflection.
I mean,
of
that
strength.
Game, like he complains that it's like too hard, right? I was beating like some of the boss levels like nothing.
Uh huh. Want to put it on? Like, show your
I
skills.
Mean, yeah, like one day inshallah, right? We can live stream me beating every boss. It was a pretty hard game though.
Everybody switch over?
Yeah. I couldn't listen to the Suda Nui, right? The background noise was way too much. I had to go to the Suda Fat. So much quieter, peaceful.
Really? Was that much background noise?
It was like intense. I could barely hear you.
Does that mean I have to do it over again?
So
like,
you got
2K. I feel like we're on a YouTube channel
huh?
for you video games right now.
I am not good at 2K. I don't like any of the sports games.
Dang. You know who's looking nice at 2K?
Oh, really?
Yeah. He like dropped me off like 4 times or I was getting mad.
Mm-hmm. The UFC 4 game.
Yeah, I'm not good at the...
Israel broke the curse of it, finally.
Well, I found the root cause of everybody's tiredness.
Video game!
I haven't played video games.
I don't play hours of it, I play 10 minutes.
Really?
That's all it takes to be done.
You play Modern Warfare?
No, I don't play any first-person games.
I play Call of Duty
so
Warfare,
kids.
I play the campaign mode.
Just like the level games?
Yeah.
Like the boss level games. Mm-hmm.
Suda Fatsu, though. It's a nice Suda. I like it.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So for the parents at home, see how excited kids get with the video games. I would definitely limit this at nighttime so that they're not so exhausted.
Yeah, I played for 10 minutes.
True.
Yeah, I played for like 20, 30 minutes, and then I just gave up. I couldn't beat the level. I got like trash.
My son does the same thing. Sleep up till 2 in the morning playing video games.
Yeah, that used to be me.
The corona's over and we have like a kids program here. We're gonna do a Street Fighter tournament.
That's when I used to be
and
obese,
then if, you know, if Coach Person really doesn't like it, then we'll do a real life Street Fighter tournament.
It'll be fun.
That wouldn't be any fun if we had to go against Coach
Person. No, not at all.
I play video games too, I just don't play them at night.
Yeah. What games did you find?
Mario Kart.
Really?
Yeah,
Mario Kart
on the Wii U
game.
Is pretty fun, bro.
And on the Wii U.
I'll
like
destroy you in Mario Kart.
Besides, you
can
on
probably
lose the road.
I could just tell you just.
Rainbow
try
Road.
Hard.
You know how it makes you cry when you fall off a rainbow? You question your entire existence.
I question my entire existence. Pretty frustrating.
Or when you get the blue turtle of death. You know what that is?
I mean,
that means you've never been number one in the race. Because if you're winning
that's
a race,
That's the cheat to knock the number one guy out. Yep. I hate that thing.
I've had the blue turtle of death at the finish line.
Yeah, I was about to say the same.
I
go from number one to number eight because it's a blue turtle of death.
Oh, the blue turtle where they just hit you? Oh, I hate that too. It's like that blue turtle that just like.
I like it when I'm midway though.
Yeah, like, that
you
like
can it. Press the button and hold it on the outside of you, and then get one of those rocket ships and use it.
Yeah.
Catch up and then as you let the shell go.
The red turtle's great too.
Yeah.
The heat-seeking turtle. See my depth of knowledge of
Mario Kart.
Knowledge comes with depth.
All I know is we're in Modern Warfare. I'm nice. Snipers only.
Oh yeah,
my life
one?
Is Modern Warfare.
Nah, Cold War is trash, bro. Everybody's saying it's a bad game.
I don't like it. I'm still playing the old one.
Mm-hmm.
It takes too much time
to download. Yeah, mine took like 12 hours.
On top of that game.
I don't play any first persons.
I can do that in real life a lot better.
Yeah. Okay.
We're gonna bend this leg again.
Just casually says that.
Like I.
This is how you shoot. This is how you shoot.
Nah, but I feel like Call of Duty's giving me like really good air. My kitties are like trash.
You what? Kitties? You have kitties?
I used to play Fortnite, bro.
Nah, that's not, bro. It's a dangerous game to get addicted on.
I never played Fortnite.
You never did?
Wow. I don't play online games.
Why would you refuse to play Fortnite, bro? It was actually so fun. Uh-huh. Like 2 years ago, bro, it was so fun.
No, yeah.
I'd rather play Crossy Road.
And Crossy Road was fun, too.
Y'all are too much. How do I get you guys this addicted to stretching and exercise?
I could stretch and play Crossy Road. I'm that good.
I used to like play video games for like 8 hours a day.
763.
I used to do my job to play video games.
On Crossy Road. 763. Must have looked about like a million long piece.
So did you see me back then? I used to play like 2 of him.
Yeah.
Like 3 of him.
He was like a Mistafo, but like a Cookie Monster Mistafo, just like 3 times bigger than me.
It was bad, bro.
He was like a circle rectangle, if that makes sense. Like.
I was talking about his body?
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
It was fine.
This is so wrong.
He was a rectangle.
You were one of those shapes.
They used to call me Toothpick in school.
Really?
Toothpick?
Yeah.
My dad called me Gumby growing up.
Gumby?
Gumby?
Why?
Hey. It was just really skinny.
So that's like the lamest joke I would ever hear. Like, you just walk in the hall and be like, what's up, Toothpick? I would just look at him like...
Do you look like a Toothpick when you do that?
That's exactly how, I was like, so funny, bro. So funny. Dang. Like, there's right. So much better jokes than Toothpick.
Arm across the body.
You have a top of
arm
that.
Arm across the body.
They're like his age now.
I know, I'm just saying, like, if you're going to bully someone, or if you're going to try to hurt him.
Do it the right way.
Yeah, do it the right way. Like, not
because there's a right way
stuff, but, like.
Kids, don't listen to this.
This is horrible. I do not like the topics of discussion of today.
You know what happens when kids get bullied? Then they learn the only way to survive is to be bullied themselves.
I know it's bad. I don't support that stuff.
Good.
Yeah. Y'all shouldn't either.
You know what I did with you guys when I saw any of that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be like, you'd yell their name, and then you'd be like, instead of Arabic, you'd be like, yeah, Walid, but in English. So you'd be like, oh, boy.
No, we had when we were rehearsing for the play, some kids would get mean with each other.
Oh yeah,
and we'd
that.
Stop and
switch.
You know,
it'd be like little kids, bro.
Oh, some of those big ones too.
Don't ever let anybody bully somebody else.
I know,
yep, not acceptable. Or you know, like you guys are stretching and you're struggling with a pose, or you're, you know, we're flopping around doing exercise. It's easy to make fun of it.
I just don't be mean to people,
right?
Bro.
Yeah.
But.
that's just a quality some a person has that can't see the good in someone or in something. You can't see a person trying, but you see a person failing, right?
Yeah.
Easy to sit back and just
like
comment
you,
on somebody.
We've seen you get better the past few days, almost touching your toes.
Yeah.
Not
see?
There yet, but almost.
Hey, I believe.
Me
and
too.
Shall achieve.
Okay.
The effort would be much better used to better yourself than talk bad about somebody else.
That's right.
Usually, if you feel the need to do so, it's because you're feeling some kind of way about yourself. Legs together?
Okay. I feel a little more stiff on this leg for some reason.
Are you right-handed?
Yeah, I'm right-handed.
You probably use your left leg more.
Okay.
Usually, most movements go across the body.
Okay.
So, for instance, if you throw a ball and you're right-handed, you plant on your left leg,
yeah.
So your left leg's being used more.
Mm-hmm. Any questions coming through, Sekou? Or just, mashallah, I'm from Nepal.
Yeah, Dubai, 7:30 at night.
Yeah.
Only one question.
What's the question?
This is about video games.
It says, Ahmed and Mustafa, you are really lucky. And then one person responds, What are these Ahmed and Mustafa related to Mustafa Mbana?
What are these Ahmed and Mustafa what?
What are these Ahmed and Mustafa related to Mustafa Mbana?
You can say that, that's fine. We're related.
There's a question from yesterday. I think they did it this morning on yesterday's video. Let's go back to the butterfly stretch.
Okay. Right.
How to lose belly fat.
How to lose belly fat.
So, there's no, it's not really the thing to target one general area. If you want to lose fat, you got to eat right. If you want to lose more fat, exercise. The more muscle you put on across the body, the more fat burns off. And then to your question the other day about how you, if someone's trying to put on weight, everybody's got to remember the more muscle you put on, the more calories you burn at rest. Because that muscle generates more energy, which, well, it doesn't generate more, it uses up more energy, which means you have to fuel yourself more. So the more muscle, the more weight you put on, the more often you have to eat. So your calorie intake has to become larger and larger and larger. And then I think there's been a lot of questions about different medical conditions, diabetes, hypertension, asthma. I would recommend the same for everybody. Start with a low intensity workout routine and slowly increase and monitor whatever issues that you have. Over time, they can slowly dissipate or you have to get more medical attention and try to fix them. But stretching has never hurt anybody unless you're doing it the wrong way. Where else?
So does getting too many resting time during exercise affect the results?
Too much resting time in between exercises?
Between exercises.
Yeah. So does resting between too much rest between exercise, different exercises, affect the results?
It depends. Depends on what you're doing. You have little rest in between, like very little rest. Usually you're working on endurance, stamina. All right, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. And if you're trying to build more muscle, strength, you tend to want to increase the rest time in between. Like for a sprinter, you're going to go super hard for 30 seconds, and then you'll rest for a minute and a half, 2 minutes. But for a marathon runner, you're going to start at a pace and you're just going to keep going. There's no stopping until you're done. So it just depends on what your goal is, what you're trying to accomplish. It's not everybody's goal is to lose weight or gain weight or lose fat, gain muscle. Everybody has a different purpose and what they want to accomplish. It depends on if you have kids and you're just looking to keep up with them.
And endurance is your, I would think.
Yeah, endurance is part of it. Strength is part of it. You got your kids jumping on you. You got to keep up with them. You got to keep up with your daily routines because now you're not just taking care of yourself. You're taking care of a bunch of little ones.
Yeah.
So you want that endurance and that extra energy. That extra energy can come from putting on the muscle as well. So it depends on what the goal is. If you want to look more into it and get more detail and accomplish your goals, you guys are more than welcome to email me.
What's your email? Out loud.
CorrectFitness1@gmail.com. Correct Fitness and then the number one.
Question. Can a person after 1 month of having leprosy?
I don't even know what that is. Must be some kind of procedure.
It's supposed to be leprosy is how they spelled it. Surgery. An abdomen. On abdomen, does this excess of, does, how am I going to be asking these questions? Can a person after 1 month of laparoscopy surgery on the abdomen, can they do these exercises?
I would ask your doctor. I don't know
after surgery,
what incisions you've had, stitches or any of that. Your recovery time would be based off what your doctor tells you.
So the question, if you guys didn't hear because he was far from the mic, but somebody's asking about some kind of surgery they had on their abdomen and is it okay to do these exercises? And your answer again is to ask the doctor.
If you've had any kind of surgery and you're waiting for that recovery point to be done, I would ask your doctor because they know what they did and what's going on inside your body. I can't look at you and tell you that you're recovered on the inside or any of that to do anything. Where are you guys sore at? Where would you like to stretch?
I'm sore in my upper back or middle back.
The back.
The back, I mean, I was sore in the stomach, but you know, good.
You can do this for the yoga pose.
So let's get here.
Uh-huh.
And I want everybody to push up and suck up through your stomach. So you'll push your upper back out as much as you can. You're also going to push the midsection of your back and really suck in your abdominals. You should feel a good stretch in the back. And it should work your abdominals pretty well. And then you'll breathe out, come down in the back, and then come back up. We'll go down. That's where you breathe in. And then when you push that breath out, you go up. Back down. Push up. Down, up, and relax.
This stretch can actually be very good at flattening your stomach. It won't necessarily get rid of belly fat, but it will flatten it so it draws everything in. What else?
Oh, my legs are sore. My glutes are sore from the leg day still. They're not terribly sore, but they're sore. Question? Right.
So I want to ask, how long to exercise every day, and is a rest day needed?
I would do 60 minutes a day. 60 minutes a day, Monday through Sunday, is fine if you're feeling worn out, then use one of those days to stretch, walk during that 60 minutes. Just, I mean, even recovery days, you don't need to just sleep the whole time. It's good to get that stretch and that walking in. Let's go here. Fall back. Reach through the hole. Your ankle should be up on your knee. Reach through the hole, grab here, pull back.
Oh, I feel that. Oh no,
I'm over. If everybody can see at home, here, cross the leg, reach through.
I'm falling over again.
Pull back.
It's not working.
You got this. There you go. That's it.
You should feel a good stretch in your glutes.
Yes.
Well, on the one side.
I'm kind of does hurt.
I would say if everybody gets 60 minutes a day and changes or make sure they have good nutritional habits, I feel quite different in 3 months. Which is how long it takes for the body to completely reset. And we'll switch sides.
Oh, I feel it on both sides.
If you haven't already.
He answered that.
As I explained earlier about belly fat, hip fat, the goal would be to get your nutrition to where it should be so that you're not adding excess fat, and then to just exercise in general across your body. As you put on muscle, the fat will fall off. There's no way to necessarily hit one specific area over another. You can add more muscle to that area, and it'll make it more dense and compact in that area. And that would be just doing exercises for that specific region. The greatest exercises to lose fat in general would be leg workouts. Keeping your core solid, working your legs is a huge section of muscle, so you're burning a lot more energy at one time. Mm. What else?
Oh, no, I'm good.
Yeah. That actually did that stretch actually helped out. Oh, it's tight.
That's right.
Hmm?
Muscle was like sleep and stretching.
That stretch just reminded me of how tight I am.
You're getting better. Just gotta keep it consistent. Yeah. And for all of this, consistency is definitely one of the most important parts right there with nutrition.
Those of you that like remained with us for the last 6 days and actually tried, you just proved to yourself that you can. Like it's something you can incorporate into your life. You can make it into a habit. So,
at the end of the day, everybody can. Mm-hmm. It depends on what you make a priority. I mean, if you're making it a priority to get to the In-N-Out to get your burgers to eat, you can make it a priority to stretch and exercise. If you really want energy, you want to feel better, you want to, you know, help alleviate medical conditions, and make that a priority.
They want to know your daily diet.
Huh?
They want to know your daily diet.
My daily diet? That changes depending on what my goal is at the time, but right now, a lot of chicken and rice, avocado, fruits, vegetables, all my vitamins. I eat 6 meals a day, probably 4 snacks.
Like regular snacks or like healthy snacks?
Like healthy snacks. Bananas, fruit, vegetables. I have my cheat for the day is a protein bar.
that's a cheat?
Well, it's a chocolate protein bar. The dark chocolate can actually be good for you in moderation.
Really? Yeah, dark chocolate, that's like sour. Yeah.
It's brain food.
Yeah, it's the moderation part that,
Because if you just sit there and smash dark chocolate all day long, it's probably not going to be so beneficial. And then I also have a smoothie every morning with fruit and oats and flaxseed, chia seeds, blueberries, all that good stuff, yogurt.
Oh, you store everything in there?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was doing wrong. I was just putting bananas, milk, and strawberries. It wasn't helping out. I'd be hungry in the next 10 minutes after I drank it.
Is that everything for a day?
That's not enough. That's 6 meals, 4 snacks.
No, he's not for the day. He's ready to go to sleep.
Meals a day.
Oh.
They're not giant meals a day either, though.
They're like...
I'm working up to 5. I did 4 yesterday, which is a big jump for me.
Ross smacked that.
Along
like
with the peanut butter and the shakes. So I'm going to work up to 5 today.
Yeah.
So how many calories is that for you?
All of it.
How many calories is that for you?
Like, how many calories is that? 5 meals?
I don't know. I didn't count it.
Are they like big meals? Like,
it's probably 3,000 calories.
I could devour
probably
that.
3,000, yeah.
If you're really, really struggling to gain weight or lose weight, or you just really want to dial everything in, mm-hmm. you get a heart rate monitor that can allow you to know how many calories you've burned every day, mm-hmm. and then you can adjust your food intake off of that. If not, you're playing a guessing game, so you can start at a certain calorie base and then adjust it by 500 a day one way or the other at the end of each week. Because it takes 7 days of that 500 calorie difference to know whether you're gaining weight or losing weight. So if I'm eating 2,500 calories a day, at the end of the week, at the end of 7 days, if I haven't gained any weight or lost any weight, and my goal is to gain weight, I'll add 500 calories a day. Because it takes 3,500 calories to gain a pound.
500 calories
again? 3,500.
Oh,
3,500. 500 a day,
3,500
over the week.
So.
Is there any more questions, or is that it?
He's just like dying to go to sleep.
Please no more questions, internet. Please no more questions.
I'm good.
We just said treasures today. I don't feel it's a proper day.
Huh?
I didn't feel like a proper day today.
Because of the stretch?
Yeah.
He's the only one out of you three that got his sleep in.
10:09 is when I went to sleep.
Well, I got more exercise in today. Just gotta get out of this, snap out of this.
I did my 100 push-ups when I was trying to sleep.
100 push-ups?
Yeah.
Impressive.
Not in a row,
no. I can do 30 in a row, that's it.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a start.
I'm trying to work up to 50, but it's difficult still.
You got it.
Yeah.
Keep putting in the work. Consistency, like I said, is the key.
Yeah.
Add one a day.
Actually, that's a bit difficult. So.
No, just 30 to 31.
Yeah, see, but then I have to like count it, and then I have to do math. And then.
Well, how do you know you're doing 30 then?
Because I'm counting. No, I'm like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then I'll do 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, right? And I'll just keep doing it, and then I'll stop at 30, and I'll take a break, right? So if I do 31, right? And then I'll do another 31, that's 62, right? And I do another one.
Oh, so
it has to be even.
You're not good with odd numbers.
Yeah, I hate odd numbers.
No, you can just finish the uneven part at the end.
I mean, yeah, I guess so.
Instead of
if you do 30, 30, and 10, if that's what you do,
Dude,
35, right? 35, 30.
Then
you... 35? Yes. I'm just saying. Then you'd be at 93. Now you don't have to do 10 at the end. It's more relaxing. Now you could only do 7.
Yeah. Just give me 31, and then we'll show you how to do it today.
I'll give you 31 at home. I'm tired right now.
Excuse me.
That's how at least I try to increase my push-ups, is 1 or 2 every day.
That 1 or 2 extra helps.
Yeah.
Just like in the gym, adding 2.5 pounds to your weight every time makes a difference.
Oh, okay.
2.5 pounds each week for 10 weeks is an extra 25 pounds.
Yeah.
If you think about it, especially how many people stay lifting the same amount of weight for years, it's a significant increase.
Yeah.
Because the body will adjust to 2.5 pound increments or 1 push-up increments. I got to the point where I could do 278 push-ups in a row.
That's just absurd.
Okay, this is over. This is over.
Like right now? Or like?
I said I got to the point.
How many can you
That's
do
not my
now?
Goal anymore. While I was in the army, that was, you know, we did a lot of push-ups.
Ah, so yes.
Most I did in 2 minutes was, I think, 160.
2 minutes?
2 minutes, 160.
That's a lot of push-ups.
More than a push-up per second.
Yeah, were you using like full, like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not counted otherwise.
If it's not full, it's not counted.
Yeah.
So it's not.
It wasn't like.
No, it was all the way down, all the way up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The human body can do amazing things.
You were in the Navy?
On,
huh? Navy? You look like a Navy guy.
Bro, that's disrespectful.
You just said army like 8 times.
Oh,
bro.
Army?
Yeah, it's definitely not Navy.
Bro, come on, bro.
Oh.
Dang.
It saddened me a bit.
I'm sorry.
Okay, all done for the day?
Okay.
All right, guys, thanks for watching. Michelle will be back for final day of Kids Pleasure Club tomorrow.
Yeah.
Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum.
Is that everything?